The scripture reading that I'm reading is actually kind of reversed it. Instead of Carl reading the Old Testament, I'm reading the Old Testament. He read the gospel this morning. Gosh, there were so many scriptures that I thought about using for today. And they were really, I mean, they were all really good ones. I decided pretty early on that I was not going to try to create words that would have meaning for you today. So many before me. Yeah, this is going, huh? So many have gone before me that have done a marvelous job at that. That rather I would read one of the other great prophets of our time. And after I had decided what I was going to do for the reading, then the scripture came automatically from Jeremiah 17. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It can be perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. Like the partridge hatching what it did not lay, so are all who amass wealth unjustly. In midlife it will leave them, and at their end they will prove to be fools. O glorious throne, exalted from the beginning, shrine of our sanctuary, O hope of Israel, O Lord, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be recorded in the underworld. Now, I know that sounds pessimistic and negative, but the truth is, in our world today, we have to be very mindful. We cannot put humans and their wants and their needs before God. If we're going to call ourselves Christians, God followers, Christ followers, you cannot put your country, you cannot put even the church itself before God. God must always come first. When God comes first, the rest will be okay. I would never, ever want our troops to go into battle without God's blessings, without God's presence. I would never want to send a kid off to school. I would never want to do a marriage. We have to put God first. And I think that we are beginning to turn, this didn't begin today, kids, to turn that to where humans are first, God is second, families third, and the rest of humanity comes in fourth, fifth, or tenth. The other thing that we tend to get wrong is our people are the best people. Well, of course Carol's the best person in the world. Sorry, I mean, I love all of you, but she's my best friend, so she's the best person in the world. but I don't put her before God. And as your minister, I won't put her before you when you are in need. All of us, at one time or another, all of us, our families, were immigrants. All of us. I don't care if you have to go back 10 generations. We were all immigrants. And too many times we get on our high horse about not wanting to accept any more immigrants. Now, do I believe that the system is working right now? No. That's a whole different question, the way things that are done. But all of us were immigrants, so if we're going to get rid of the immigrants, we have to leave the United States. We're descendants of immigrants. I am a descendant of Russian, Irish, Scottish. Yeah. You should feel the turmoil in me sometimes. And British. And it goes back at least 7-8 generations when my family did immigrate here to the United States because they wanted a better life. Immigration itself is not the problem. It's the system of how it happens. We need to love each person. Carl read this in the scriptures. And when we are not our best selves, when we are prejudiced against others, then Jeremiah steps forward. And God speaks in Jeremiah and says, no. If you're going to do all of this, if you're going to be selfish with your wealth, if you're not going to, if you're not going to share with others, if you're not going to be a good person, if you're not going to actually be a Christian, a real Christian, like in the New Testament Bible, then don't call yourselves an American Christian. Or a Christian American. Those are different words. They're not the same thing. A lot of us would like them to be the same thing. That if we said Christian, people would think automatically American. If we said American, people would automatically think Christian. But that's not the case. We can be American and not be Christian, and we can be Christian and not American. So on this 4th of July, on this day of independence, on this day when we celebrate the country that is ours, that we love so very, very much, that most of our ancestors have fought for, bled, some of them died, I read to you a writing from Maya Angelou, one of the great prophets of our time. It's called On the Pulse of the Morning, and it's based on Jeremiah 17. A rock, a river, a tree, hosts to species long since departed, marked the mastodon, the dinosaur who left dry tokens of their sojourn here on our planet floor. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages. But today, the rock cries out to us clearly, forcefully, come, you may stand on my back and face your destiny. But seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place here. You, created only a little lower than the angels, have crouched too long in the bruising darkness, have lain too long face down in ignorance, your mouth spilling words armed for slaughter. the rock, cries out to us today, "You may stand upon me, but do not hide your face." Across the wall of the world, a river sings a beautiful song. It says, "Come here, rest by my side." Each of you, a bordered country, delicate and strangely proudly made, yet thrusting perpetually under siege. Your armed struggles for profit have left collars of waste upon my shore, currents of debris upon my breast. Yet today I will call you to the riverside, if you will study war no more. Come, clad in peace, and I will sing the songs the Creator gave to me when I and the tree and the rock were one. Before cynicism was a bloody sear across your brow, and when you yet knew, you still knew nothing. The river sang and sings on. There is a true yearning to respond to the singing river and the wise rock, to say the Asian, Hispanic, Jew, African, Native American, Sioux, the Catholic, Muslim, the French, the Greek, Irish, rabbi, the priest, the sheep, the gay, the straight, the preacher, the privileged, the homeless, the teacher. They hear. They all hear the speaking of the tree. They hear the first and the last of every tree speak to humankind today. Come to me, here, beside the water. Plant yourself beside the river. Each of you, descendant of some passed-on traveler, have been paid for. You, who gave me my first name, you, Pawnee, Apache, Seneca, you, Cherokee Nation, who rested with me, then forced on my bloody feet, left to the employment of other secrets, seekers desperate for gain, starving for gold. You, the Turk, the Arab, the Swede, the German, the Eskimo, the Scot, the Ashanti, the Yoruba, the Crew, the Italian, the Hungarian, the Pole, stole, sold, arrived on a nightmare, praying for a dream. Here, root yourself beside me. I am the tree planted by the river, which will not be moved. I, the rock, I, the river, I, the tree, I am yours. Your passages have been paid. Lift up your faces. You have a piercing need. Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's eyes, your country, and simply say, very simply, with hope, good morning. Let us pray. With the hope of the rock and the river and the tree, with the hope of the forebearers of our country, with the hope of the ancestors that came before us, with the hope of all that have come here with a dream, Lord, we come to you and ask you to make this country truly yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.